This is the Eagle 98.1 Feel Good Friday, presented by HomeBet. Good for business, good for life. Let's smile
up. All right, and today we're going to head into Acadiana territory and talk about an event that is going on tomorrow and an organization that was nominated for our Home Bank Feel Good Friday. President Tim Marks with the Gumbo Foundation, thanks for joining us on Eagle this afternoon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Very much appreciate y'all covering us.
Of course. So tell us, for someone who might not know, tell us about the Gumbo Foundation. What are you guys all about?
The premise behind the Gumbo Foundation, the main thing we set out to do is to show a family in our community that has a sick child that they have a community standing, not just behind them, beside them, but with them. What we do is we do a benefit each year and select a beneficiary from our community and have the whole community come together and raise funds for it. It's done with strictly with volunteers. All proceeds go directly to the family to help with medical related costs, travel expenses, and things like that. And it's really just a great day and it's a great time. I tell you, one of the most amazing things about it is we refer to all of the people who support it as affectionately as the Gumbo Foundation family. And the reason we do that is because between the musicians, the volunteers that help coordinate, the people who donate auction items or food items and everything, it really is just a huge family that comes together as a community to be here and then to be there with each other.
That's incredible. So you were nominated by, and I'm pretty sure he wouldn't mind, a gentleman by the name of Jerry West. And, you know, he said that y'all are in the Lafayette area. You do a gumbo cook-off every year. And the beneficiary this year is Zadie Thibodeau. And Jerry works with her grandfather. So can you tell me about Zadie?
Yeah, Zadie Thibodeau. Her parents are from around here. Her mom from the Fort Berry area. Her dad from the Karen Crow area. She's right at 3 years old. She was diagnosed with infantile neuroaxonal dystrophy. Don't ask me to repeat that too often because it's a bit of a
actually,
mouthful to be able to
say. Was very impressed by you pulling that off. Clearly, you've been practicing.
But, you know, the mom had to quit working, so they became a single earner household on top of all of the expenses associated with caring for Zadie. And so it's just a lot of stress. And so, like I said before, we come together to help raise funds, to help to support them, but also just to show them that they have a whole community, a Gumbo Foundation family that's standing with them to help.
That's incredible. So tell us about the Gumbo Cook-Off. It's taking place tomorrow, right?
Right. The Gumbo Cook-Off, the main part of it is the Gumbo Cook-Off itself, which we typically have anywhere from around 50 to 65 teams that cook. There's two categories, chicken and sausage or seafood gumbos. And we do a professional judging panel. So what we do is we do blind judging, collect samples at 1:30, get those turned in, and that goes through the professional judging process. We award first, second, and third place in each category, and then we do a battle for the paddle, official paddle that gets awarded to the overall winner. On top of that, there's a lot of food, drinks, and sell items like T-shirts and koozies and mugs that'll be sold throughout the day. We also have a kids' corner that has fun jumps and many types of kids' activities, live auction, silent auction, and then we also have a motorcycle, Jeep, and classic car run that runs as well. The grounds open up at 8 o'clock. Official kickoff is at 10. We started off with a prayer to bless the event and the food and everything, do the pledge and have the national anthem sung by someone, and then the bikes and everything roll out, and it really gets rolling at that point. The biggest thing that I like to stress is that this is all about family. So it's just a nice, fun day with a little something for everyone of every age.
And this is taking place in downtown Opelousas?
Correct. Downtown Opelousas, right off of Landy Street. It's pretretty easy to do because when you exit I-49 into Opelousas on the 190 exit, it's the main road that heads straight into downtown and you can't miss it. And as soon as you get past the little welcome center, just look off to the right and you'll see all the cars, all the vehicles, and all the activity happening.
And do I need a ticket for the event or how does that work?
Attending the event is actually no cost. Of course, like I mentioned, there's a lot of things that'll be for sale that day. All of the activities are based off of a ticket sale system, and each ticket is worth $1. So there could be a kid that are going to the kids' corner, they'll have tickets to do different activities. Other than that, it's a $50 fee to enter the cook-off itself, $20 to do the bike run, or $15 per passenger.
All right, so we've been chatting with the Gumbo Foundation president today, Tim Marks, on their 16th annual Gumbo Cook-Off taking place tomorrow in downtown Opelousas. Tim, is there anything else that you would like to add?
I just hope everybody comes out and supports and becomes part of the family. Every year it gets bigger and bigger, and it's all because people continue to support it, whether it's past beneficiaries or people that just learn about it. So welcome everybody to come attend, have a great time for a great cause, and help support Zadie Thibodeau and her family.
Perfect. And as a part of this feature today, we're going to write you a check also. We're going to write the Gumbo Foundation a check from Home Bank, and then the guarantee company that I work for is going to write also a matching check. So $200 sent to your foundation. We appreciate everything that you do here, sir.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Thank you.